Ramadan is coming soon, Tuesday or Wednesday. And that is, Maulana is sending something that you want to touch upon. Shows that whatever we are trying to learn, still there is more. Whenever we go deeper into knowledge, we find ourselves, whenever we grow more in knowledge, we begin to find ourselves shrinking with Allah's greatness. As much as we are in the ego side, we are feeling that egoistic self in ourselves. We think that we are great. But as awliya go deep into oceans of knowledge, throwing the skin of ego out of their body and dumping themselves in that ocean of knowledge, they will see themselves very small in Allah's greatness. Everything has a meaning. Every small letter that we might not understand has a significance. And if we don't open, try to open that tap of knowledge, we might not be able to drink. If we want to keep it closed, water doesn't come. So awliyaullah, sometimes they send drops. So you have to be ready to get that drop. That drop is like an ocean for us. It's drop for them. And what they get from Prophet is a drop, but for them is an ocean. And to show the greatness and the heavy knowledge that in that what they sent, we from a drop we become drowning in a big ocean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran said, Allah gave an oath by saying, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. He said, Noon, and then he said, and the pen and what they write. Yusattir in Arabic. Yusattir means what the pen. Wal qalami wa ma yasturun. Very eloquent to describe it, to explain it in English. When we write something, we say we are compiling, or we are like an author writing something. But qalami wa ma yasturun means it pen what it write by itself. Means no end for that. And Allah is saying noon. And the pen and what they write. Why Allah is giving an oath to his noon, to the end. What is the significance? What is the greatness of that oath? That alim, Dr. Nazir, is there is no one now can teach that alim except Maulana Sheikh. Wherever you go, east or west, from Sufi teachers or spiritual teachers, or Sharia teacher, which is part of the whole knowledge that Prophet gave to us, Sunnah of Nabi. No one can open from that tap and bring the fresh. We don't want past. That is a fresh that's coming out, knowledge. Except now, very few out. And Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, Sultan. He is throwing this, not throwing them, but he's gifting them us to say, look, Allah is great. Know yourself, you are small. So Allah said, Noon, Al-Qalam, I am giving an oath in Noon. Noon, if you look at the alphabet, it comes Noon, A, Wow, Yeah, at the end. What comes before it is Kaf, Kaf, Lam, Mim. The Noon describe the creation, because Allah, when He created, His will came to create creation. أمره بين الكافي والنون. His order is between the Kaf and the Noon. So without saying Noon, as soon as His will to the Kaf comes, Kaf, you know the letter K, Kaf, comes, Noon follow, creation follow. And when He described Noon wa Qalam wa ma yasturun, what expressed the creation is the pen and the history. So in your books, what you wrote about Islam and what you did, you used a pen to describe a history that came to us. That history represents what? It represents the creation. That creation in what? Is in Noon. Because His order is between the Kaf and Noon. Kaf is heavenly, because His order is between the Kaf and the Noon. So the Kaf is what Allah wanted it to happen. Without saying Noon, it happened. He only sent out the Kaf call, it happened. Between the Kaf and the Noon is what? Lam and Mim. Between the Kaf and the Noon is Lam and Mim. Kaf represents the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something to happen, and His order is between, as it is the hadith, Amruhu bayna al-kafi wa noon, His order is between the Kaf and the Noon. So the Noon described the appearance, what appeared. And that's why He said in Quran, Noon is giving an order, so big, that's the big bang that appeared. And He said, wa al-qalam wa yasturun, as soon as it appeared, the pen began to describe what is there, His knowledge. Okay, where is it? It is there. It is somewhere. Find it. So Lam and Mim came between Kaf and Noon. What is Lam? What is Mim? Lam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilah. Alif, Ha, and the Lam and Mim. It is part of His name, Allah. Ilah. Alif, describe the creator, and Ha describe the creator. So Lam came in the middle. So Lam, between Kaf and Noon, the Lam goes to Mulk. وَمَلَكُوتُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. His Mulk, His kingdom, the heavenly kingdom, and earthly kingdom. Mim describe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why you have the Kaf. I didn't say Kaf Noon, he said Kaf Lam Mim. That's why in Holy Quran you see a lot of Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, of these abbreviations. Lam and Mim always following each other. Mim always comes after. Doesn't come Mim Lam. Comes Lam Mim, Lam Mim, Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim. Lam goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. All these letters are Lam in it. Mim goes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means what is between the Kaf and the Noon? The creator and the creation is the Lam and the Mim. That's why he said his order is between the Kaf and the Noon. It's Alif is the Lam and the Mim. Lam goes to creator, Mim goes to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before the Kaf, what comes? Kaf. Because Kaf represents Quran. He said Kaf wal Quran in Majid. He gave an oath in another surah by saying Kaf والقرآن المجيد. Here he said Noon والقلم وما يسطرون. It's related to dunya. Kaf related to akhirah. Say Kaf والقرآن. Quran is Kaf. Quran came before creation because it's not created. Quran is not created. It's Allah's ancient word. Is the creator ancient word speeches. So that's why it came before Kaf, before the creation. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan. Allah taught Quran, created creation. So it came before. That's why Kaf, okay. So all this that they throw out there to open the mind of people. Then what is Ha? What is Ya? What is Ya? Follow at the end.